Like a filled kasha, how do you know what to say? There's no isa dam by fish. So what are you saying? What does it mean kuli heta? As the Mora says, rather my kuli. What does it mean to say kuli heta? To leiboy shita means say you're allowed to eat it now without a shita. Therefore, there's no isa dam. But shaking the life in the behemah, it's also treated without shita. Oh, mama, what we say also? Oh, ma oif shein ba klayim. Oif does not have any klayim to it. After behema, also maybe only behema has no klayim. Tamulay me behema, all behema the dam is also. The question is klayim. What type of klayim are we talking about over here? Let me, if you want to tell me, klayim the havom. They now are made together two types of oifers, two types of birds. So, or else the klayim the harishim, they now are work together with two different types of oifers. For the more of a tnan, we learned chayiv yoyf kiyotzavim. That you see, any type of a chayiv in life is bechlal these two isurim of klayim of harvor. You can't mate them together. You can't work with them together. So what do you mean to tell me ma'oif that has no isa klayim? Why not? By an oif, there's an isa not to mate them together, and there's an isa not to work with them together. El rav amar abaya. It means like this: shet simroi en chayav molam mishum klayim. When you say the hair that grows on a bird, its feathers, you can put it together with linen. There's no issa shatnez on it. So maybe you are doing all behemoths that doesn't have an issa shatnez on it. Mashenkein, a sheep that its wool has an issa shatnez, maybe there's no issa dam. Kumash from the pasuk behemoth, all behemoths are bechlal. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, dam shrotzim loikin olav, bekazayis. If you eat the kezayis of the dam of a sheretz, you get malchus. Not chorus, but you get malchus. Yeah. Mace, we have a question. It says what we had in the Mishnah before, the dam at choyl. Rashi's like in a love, kesago that half minu is mishum dam. You get malchus because of the dam of the sheretz. So Mace, we have a question. It says dam at choyl, the dam of the spleen. Dam halev, dam of the heart, dam aklois from the kidneys, dam evor from inside. Hariyem lo b'loisa say. There's only a lav. There's no chiyuv koros on them because these dam is not called dam hanefesh. There's only a lav. Dam alchishtaim, the blood that comes out from a person. Dam shrotzim or remoshim also. V'yein chiyuv malov, machus only yosem with the rabbonim, but there's no issa diraisa. You're not chayiv if you eat it. Rashi says you're not chayiv malchus. So if so, how do you say if you eat the dam of a sheretz, you get malchus? Someone says, my enchayim, what maybe means your enchayim over here means chorus. Maybe just means to say you're not chayiv chorus. But alav mechayiv, maybe you are chayiv malchus though. Someone says, no. Chod, the first word, the high ratio. If so, that's the ratio. Rashi says, him came, my hefresh bein dam, hoivorim, that there it's only no chorus, but there's a lav. Via my plig, was it put in two cases for? The dam shrotzim has not even a lav. The yoid tana, we learn clearly milav nami kol ma'itle. We learn clearly the tana is taken away. There's not even a lav. Rashi the tani says yotzu dam shrotzim michlal dam loseichlo. Mashmi is no lav altogether. The tani says yotzu dam shrotzim shein bem tu mechamura. Mashmi that has no isa lav altogether. So chutz the stira then. So how could you say before if you eat the dam of a sheretz you get malchus? So my answer is like this. Omer Rab Zera. It depends like this. His rabbi mishum sheretz leika. And if I mean to say the dam of a sheretz, if you eat the dam of a sheretz, not that you get malchus mishum dam. You get malchus mishum sheretz. The dam of a sheretz is like the sheretz. So if you masrim do not eat the sheretz and eat the dam, he'll get malchus. But mishudam, if you warn him, don't eat the blood, mistam yisadam, and the luck, then you do not get malchus. There's no yisadam on the dam of sheretz. But the dam of the sheretz is mechlal boso, you're over malchus feeding the sheretz. That's the teretz. Omer Rav, what did Rav say? Dam chagovim, shekinsu, you have the dam of a grasshopper together, you have a pot of blood, also the rabbon is marasan, you're not allowed to eat it. Because people think it's the blood of a behemoth, so you shouldn't eat it with the rabbonim. Mesa have a question. It says, dam dogim, the dam of fish, dam chagovim, dam grasshoppers muta. If you look at chila, so chutz mashma, at all times you'll not eat them, even was gathered together. Someone says, no, he bish like kins, only if it wasn't gathered together. But it could be if it was gathered together in a plate, whatever, in the glass, then it's also to drink the blood, it's a marasayim. Ki koma rav, fish a kinsa, when did Rav say it's also when you gather it together? So most of them know the kavosig of malchus. They want to say the same thing by milk, by blood that comes out from a person. When is it mutter? Bishul like kinsu, where it's, we didn't gather together. But the more so miyosu is it also altogether then that you want to say before malchus time is also. So you want to tell me there it's also, even though you didn't gather it together. Is that true? For a time you learn like this. Dam shagabi kikar. Let's say you took a bite into a bread, and there's some blood of your teeth came out, went on the bread. You're not supposed to eat it like a tila. You're supposed to scrape it off and then eat the bread. Shabena shnaim, the blood that's between your teeth, might say not even suck it out, ubalay, let it swallow it. Viena chayshis. So mashma, if the blood is not constant, it's not a nisr altogether. It's only a mitzvah's hefresh to be pirish not to do it, maybe, but there's no isser involved. And so you're telling me now, by ma'al cheshtayim, there is an isser to eat the blood, even when it's not kosher, it's not gathered together. So the clause like this, read, El rada kitanya hi, maftisim, when do we say it's mutter to eat the dam chagovim, where it's gathered together, there's this pekish koshim, only when there are scales or fins in the blood. So everybody knows clearly it's blood of a fish, therefore there's no mara sign. Keep coming around. When did Rav say it's also the less pekish kashim? Ben Nachman, we're talking about though where it's gathered together. So it's gathered together, kunsu and echnami. Then the dam of adam it's also the dam of a fish is only mutter in this akimto when the scales are there. Amar Rav Sheshes, dam yachishtayim, the blood that comes out from a person afilu mitzvahs parashein, but he holds there's not even a mitzvahs parash. You're allowed to drink it. You're allowed to eat it. There's no issur at all. Mace, we have a question. It says clearly that damat chil, the blood of a spleen, damat lev, the blood of a heart, damat klois from the kidneys, damat vorm from the limbs of a person, hooray lebelois, there's a laugh. Damat yachishtayim, blood that comes out of a person, dam shrotsim or moshim also, v'yen chayiv molov, mashma, there is isser, it's also in the rabbon, you don't get malchus. So how could you tell me, how could Rav Sheshes say that the dam that comes out of a person, there's not even a mitzvah's porish? Not even mitzvah to stay away from it. Here it's mash mitzvah to the rabbanon. Just not chayiv malchus. So when it's nechnami kitanya also means to say the pirish. When does it say it's also when it's pirish? What's just minod of a kli? When it came into a kli, Ros agabi kikar. Ki koma rav. When does rav say it's mutter but lay pirish? When it did not come out from your mouth? And kitanya we learned dam shagabi kikar goroi v'yochloi. You have to scrape it off beneath the blood. But your Ben Hashanah, all you meant to say was the blood that's between your teeth, since it didn't come out of your body yet, then Moitzes, you even let her suck it out, or belay and swallow it, Benachashis. That's all he meant to say. Benacham, he also agrees, once the blood of a person comes out, then there is the mitzvah pirish. There is the mitzvah, if it's on the bread, not eat it, and where it's kunsa, where it's gathered together, it could be that's a bigger issa, here it's a marasayan, and then there it's also to eat it. Machmas and issa. Alright, you'll stop here.